Chesam and Aleph Rashi, the bottom Rashi. So the Gemara came along and said, Rabbi says you can say this goes like the Rabbanan.
Say what?
The Mishnah in the Dorim could go like the Rabbanan. See what the Rabbanan said over here, that the Rabbanan being the Bnei Kahanim Gedolim, that if a person on his own undertook to pay a chayv for somebody else, the loiva has to repay the malva. And if the malva doesn't, if the payer is moichel the loiva, he's giving a hanua to the loiva. But the case over here was that even though the loiva did not ask the payer to pay for him, the loiva still has to repay the payer. So in general, that he would have to, not only by ksuba, but by any type of a chayv, that would be the din. And therefore over here, if the payer would be mochel the loiva, it's going to be a problem also with mudr hanho. The case where the payer is allowed, the madr is allowed to pay the chayv of the mudr, is b'shalov is atchila halvo min hamal v'amana shalo lifroya at sheyutza. That the borrower, the loiva, borrowed the loan originally with the arrangement that the malva cannot be goiva the chayv at any point in time. It's when he wants to pay back, he'll pay back. Lo yuchel hanoiva hanoisha lalachet, so he has no way, the malva has no way to put pressure on him. Hichol lav mida yoivleit. So therefore, from the loiva's perspective, the person who paid back the chayv is not giving him anything. So Reuven lent Shimon money. Shimon owes money to Reuven. Amon asked that Reuven has no ability to be tovei the chayv. Shimon will pay back when he's ready. Levi goes and pays the chayv for Shimon to Reuven. So according to the Bonan, Shimon has to pay Levi back. So financially, he didn't gain anything. So what did he gain? He gained time, because he didn't have the money to pay the chayv. And Levi will pay back later, and Reuven is no longer on his back. Well, Reuven was never on his back to start with. So there's more. So Levi, by paying the chayv, has not given Shimon any benefit at all. So more says, so why didn't Rav Oshia learn like this pshat? So more says, because he did. Shimon has to pay Levi back. According to the Rabbanan, Shimon has to pay Levi back. So the money, he didn't gain money, because he either had to pay it to Reuven or had to pay it to Levi. So he didn't gain any money. So what did he gain? He gained the time. Reuven's pressuring him, and Levi let out the money, so now Reuven's off his back, and Levi, he'll pay Levi in the future. But the arrangement over here was that Reuven can't be tevei him. So he didn't gain any, he didn't gain time, he didn't gain money. So what was so the mission? It's mutter. So why didn't Rav Oshia learn like that? Because even though there's no financial benefit, but there is a benefit that he's not embarrassed from Reuven anymore. Kesuba mi lesle, the hamitzvah in a malva tamid. He's embarrassed. He's uncomfortable. He knows that he owes the malva the money, even though the malva can't be tevei him. But he knows every time he sees the malva, yeah, it's embarrassing. I'm not paying him back yet. Hilchos, you're abundant here. If you're going to learn, it's going like they're abundant. The Amri, the Linyan Chayv, Lova Manasseh Froya, Uparach Aver Bishuloi, is Chayv L'Shal. In the case a person borrows money with intent to pay back, not like this case where he doesn't have to pay back. And now, when the payer lays out the money for the loiva has to pay back the payer. So if he does it, because of Mudr Hanoa, he says, don't pay me back. Mudr Hanoa Mechilahi. So if Levi will lay out the money, Amanas, that Shimon doesn't have to pay him back, so that's Mamash Mechila. So also, that'll be also. So therefore, even if Kilo Amanash Loli Froya, so even if Levi will, according to Rav Oshia, understands that Rava is being matter, even in a case where Shimon doesn't have to pay Levi back. And Shimon says to Levi, listen, that also Levi's Mamash, you went on him. No, we're not, because he never would have paid anyway, unless he wanted to. Right, so that's what Rav is being matter. So Rav Oshia, no way, it can't be mutter. Mechila nami anohi, mechila mochel gabei, v'osir, because he's gaining that he would have paid back. There's Levi, Shimon signing, according to Rava, listen, I never let out this money. I want to sign, I want to let the money, but I never let out this money. So even though you gave it to me for free, and I saved money, I didn't save any money, I would never let out the money anyway. So Rav Moshe says, yes, you would. You'd be embarrassed not to let out that money. So now Levi's out, Levi pays the money for Shimon and doesn't charge Shimon. He's mamash giving him financial benefit. So therefore, Rashi says, Chananhi. So whether the Shimon's chayv was a chayv which was due or not, which could be collected or not, when Levi lays out the money, Shimon owes him nothing. So Balav Mechila, he never now. Levi says, "You know, I'm Michael." She says, "You know what? My friend Levi, even if he weren't Michael, wouldn't have to pay you." So Gersa Mechila. Oh my God, the Salki mi Piroyan umi Kisufa. So, just saving him from the Piroyan and from the Kisufa. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That's not considered the Hanah. The Hanah is that Levi, the payer, is being Michael to Shimon, and that we argue that's not according to Chanan, it's not a mechila because he had no right to collect it anyway. Okay. If I recall correctly, we'll get there in the round over there in that Gemara brings maybe it's Yerushalmi, either it's Omshad or it's Yerushalmi, that Shimon can tie into Levi that I would have found a way to get Reuben to be Machamei the Choyf. So the financial benefit that Reuben, I don't have to pay Reuben, that wasn't vital, that's going to happen. Because maybe some more with them even. Because I would have discussed it with him, he would have been Michael me. I could have found a way to Reuben to be Michael. So the money that you're paying to Reuben in my name is not a benefit. So what's the benefit? But now that you did it, and then you're Michael me, I don't have to pay the Choyb. So that we're saying that according to Chanan, he would not have to pay the Choyb, so therefore he's not called, he's benefiting him. Okay, so the Mishnah.
What?
Let's see the Mishnah. Okay, the Mishnah said we had back at the beginning of the parak there was Shnei Gedolim Gezeiros and Admon and Chanan. Chanan said two things and Admon said seven of them. So we've seen the two that Chanan said. So one is a question: does a woman have to swear when she's collecting mezonos while her husband's in Medina Sayyam? And one is this halacha over here of somebody undertakes to support the wife, does he get paid back or not? Okay, so those two are definitely relevant to Masechtas Ksubas directly. Now the ones that Adman talks about are not, but once we said we lumped the two together and we were discussing their statements, we're going to discuss their statements and other things as well.
What?
Okay, Adam and Shiva. So Adam said 7 points that he said, but the Chum did not agree with him. So the first one is Misha Meis V'niach Banim U'Banis. Person died, and he has sons and he has daughters. So Bismat Shanachasim Rubim Habanim Yerushim Habanis Nazonis. If the property is Merubim, so the sons get Yerusha, the daughters get support, like the husband, father is Machayim himself. And the Ksuba, he has to support the daughters even after he dies from his estate. But however, by Lechasim Watim, Habanis Yisraenu, Habanim Yachzer al Pesachim. So the Chum said that even though Midaraisa, the sons get Yerusha, the daughters get nothing, but the chiyah mezonos is that we put on the on the on, on the father that his estate has to support, that gets precedence. So we put the money, if the money is not enough to be able to give support for the daughters and Yerusha for the sons, so we give all the money to the daughters, and the sons will have to go knocking on doors for handouts.
I mean, does an age play a role in this? I mean, the boys are, you know, 3-4 years old, and the girls are, you know, much older, can work.
Well, the key of support for the daughters has halachic limits when the key of support is. But whatever the key of support is there, and we'll figure, the best one will have to take care of the bonim. So Amin says no. He said it. I have a schus to rise to get Yerusha, therefore I lose. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Rani Esti Reyat. Okay, Zakrashi. Nechosim Watim, Mefarish Bebo Vasa, Shein Behem Parnosis, Shnei Masachedish, Luzkar Melon Kepis. So the definition of Nechosim Watim is there's not 12 months of support for the boys and the girls. Habonis Yuzer, Habonim Yishalo Psochim, it's Kanas Chachamahi. So the Chachamah Masakim, that the girls get, we can't have the girls knocking on doors. That's not appropriate, and they will get support, and the bottom will figure out something else. So Abna said, "Hipsadati, should I lose?" But to me, it's read as a question. Okay, Mike Omer. Okay. So what is this argument that is saying a zocher really should be a reason why he gets better, and now you're using it against him? Okay. So I'm by a hockey comer. Mishil Sheni Zacher, Beroy Lasik Matara, he said it. So we know that support really should go to people in general, that the support should go to people learning Torah. So because I'm a Zacher and I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, I should get less? That doesn't make sense. Omle Rabbah. Rabbah said that's true, but we're not discussing Hilchas Staka, we're discussing Hilchas Yerusha.
Yeah.
Mad also batara who the yaris, mad also batara lo yaris. Alam Rabba Hachikamer. Rabba says that the Abin's point was the following: B'shul Sheni Zacher, V'roy Lirash Benachasim Merubim. Because I'm the Zacher and I really have a din of Yerusha, and therefore Benachasim Merubim, I get the Yerusha. So he salatim Benachasim Watim. Have I lost by Nechosim Watim my right to get Yerusha? Okay. So Rashi, my comer, in Bishil Shani Zocher, he said that phrase, Masha, in Bishil Shani Zocher, because Yafa, he said it, because I'm a Zocher, really I should be treated better, I'm being treated worse. So Mao Yipi Koyach, so what exactly is this Yipi Koyach that we're referring to? So Bias says because he's learning Torah, and Rabbah says because of Yerusha. Okay, now take a look at Tosis over here. Omer Rabbah, the Osibaraisa Yoris. But to me, a Makshim, the people ask a question over here. Maika Matama Rabbah, what was Rabbah's question? Bias was right. Enechanami, Kedamar Le'el Perk Nara, Mitzel Ozad Esabonis, Kavacherman Labonim, the Oiskim Batara. That if there's a mitzvah to support the daughters, for sure there's a mitzvah to support the sons, because they learn Torah. So that's what Abai is saying. That Adam is arguing, why are you giving all the support to the daughters when we said before it's a kal v'chomer, you have a chiyuv to support the sons, you'll learn. So how does that work? Rabbi Ben Otam, Delay Dami, Delayel Gabi Mitzvah, Yesh Mitzvah Laws and Habonim Yersim and Habonis. You're right. That's when the father's alive. And we're discussing the father's responsibility to support the children while he's alive. Yes, it makes sense that his chiyuv to support the sons is stronger than his chiyuv to support the daughters. Well, Hacha Shemesav, V'Yerushasin Koshakli. So the father's died, so there's no chiyuv to support anymore. Chiyuv to support is the community has to support the children. Right? The question here is Yerusha. And what happens is that they're taking the Yerusha min Torah. Kamatamar Rava Amil said that Admon the Kabor the Meir the Chishiyaseh B'Torah Yitlo Yerusha B'Mlo Yaseh Lo Yitlena. So the son's taina is why are you taking away our Yerusha, not why you're not giving us support. If the question was why aren't we getting support, that's a fair. The Abaye is saying right. Rabbi is saying, but that's not the discussion over here. The discussion over here is there's schools over here is not for support. The schools is for Yerusha. For Yerusha, Eisek HaTorah is not the defining element in Yerusha. But that's Rabbi. That's where Rabbi understands the question. That's Rabbi's problem over here. Okay, so the Mishnah. Hatoyin is chaver kade Shemin. Reuben comes to Shimon and says, "You owe me five containers of oil." Bohayde bekankanim. And Shimon says, "I owe you five containers, but no oil. I owe the barrels, but not the contents." So Admon Omer Hal Bahadi mixes a tiny Yeshaba.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Bye. Mechamar Ain Hados mixes Mimina Taina. Rabbi Gamliel writing is a Dibri Admon. So the Lach is like this. The Lach is the more going to bring the Sugya that the Moedah mixes only works if the person being Moedah what the other person is coming to claim. So Reuben Walker Schmidt says that you owe me the most example you owe me 100 zoos worth of kitim. He says no, I owe you 50 worth zoos worth of sarim. Is that called? He's not being better mixes. He's saying your claim of kitim is not true at all. And now I'm saying an independent hidor that I owe you sarim. So that's not called better mixes. That's called being better not me minatayna. So that's the discussion of the Moor. Is that considered muddy mixes or not? So Chomer is saying, when the person is coming, he's saying Kari Shemin, he's not discussing the containers. He's discussing that as a measure of the amount of oil. So meaning the containers are not called muddy mixes. So it's not. So according to Admon, it's a muddy mixes. And he has to swear. From the Chomer, they don't have to swear. So look, Rashi has a connection with Hodel of Kakanim, Reikim below Shem, and says, listen, I don't owe you any oil, I owe you empty containers. So I'm going to say that wasn't the discussion. He wasn't coming, his point over here was, you owe me oil, yeah, the way you're going to give me oil is in containers. I wasn't asking you to give it me in your hand. Yes, but giving me empty containers is totally irrelevant to my claim. So you're not being made a part of my claim. The claim isn't oil plus containers. The claim is oil, which comes in containers. Your answer is no, nothing about that. But I'll give you empty containers instead. That's not about the mixes. That's the common sign. Let's hold it here.